They will want to leave the fire of hell after they enter it. But how can that happen? They will never come out of it. Instead, they will always remain in it, and they will receive a continuous punishment. After Allah mentioned the rule regarding a person who openly takes the wealth of people, in the following verse, He explains the rule with respect to the person who does so secretly, the thief. As for those who are caught stealing, those in authority are to cut off the right hand of the male and female thief as a punishment from Allah for the crime of wrongfully taking people's wealth, and to serve as a lesson and deterrent for them, as well as others. Allah is mighty and nothing can overpower His decree. He is wise in His decree and legislation. Whoever repents to Allah from the crime of theft and sets right his action, then Allah, out of His grace, will accept his repentance. That is because Allah forgives the sins of those who repent to Him and is merciful towards them. However, if such a matter were to reach the court of law, the legal punishment cannot be dismissed by repentance. You, O Messenger, certainly know that the dominion of the heavens and the earth is Allah's. He acts in them as He wishes. He punishes whomever He wishes through His justice and forgives whomever He wishes through His grace. Allah is able to do all things and nothing is outside His ability. O Messenger, do not be made sad by those who rush to announce their disbelief of you and the revelation that you brought. These were the hypocrites who professed faith on the outside but hid disbelief on the inside. They were also some Jews who eagerly listened to the lies of their leaders, who distort the truth, having ignored you and have not come to you out of pride. They distort the words of Allah in the Torah and change it to suit their desires. They say to their followers, "If the law of Muhammad conforms to your desires, follow it. And if it does not conform, then be careful of it." If Allah wills to misguide any person, you, O Messenger, will never find anyone who will be able to save them from misguidance and guide them to the path of truth. Such hypocrites and Jews who have these qualities are the ones whose hearts Allah has not intended to purify from disbelief. In the world, they will receive humiliation and shame, and in the afterlife, they will receive a great punishment, the fire of hell. Beneficial points. The wisdom behind the legal punishment for theft is to prevent the thief from wrongfully taking people's wealth and to make others afraid of doing the same. The legal punishment for theft is to cut off the right hand. The repentance of the thief is accepted as long as the matter does not reach the ruler. Once it reaches the ruler, the law is binding and will not be cancelled by repentance. A caller to Allah should not become sad and distressed because of the disbelief, plotting and conspiracy of others, because Allah will foil the plots of such people. These Jews frequently listen to lies and consume unlawful wealth, such as usury. If they bring a case before you for judgment, O Messenger, then pass judgment between them if you wish, or leave off passing judgment if you so wish. You have the option of doing either of these. If you choose not to pass judgment, they will not be able to harm you in any way. If you do pass judgment, then do so with justice, even though they themselves are unfair and are your enemies. Allah loves those who are just in their judgments, even though the case is between those who are the judge's enemies. These people are strange. They disbelieve you, but come to you for judgment hoping that you will pass judgment in accordance with their desires, whereas they have the Torah with them, which they claim to have faith in and which contains Allah's law. They, then, ignore your judgment when it does not suit their desires, so they have denied what is in their scripture as well as ignored your judgment. The action of such people is not that of people of faith, and they therefore do not have faith in you and what you brought. I sent down the Torah to Moses, peace be upon him, containing guidance towards good and a light to make things clear. Judgment was given in accordance with it by the prophets of the Israelites who had devoted themselves to following me, as well as by the scholars who used to teach people because I had entrusted them with my book and made them guardians to preserve and protect it from distortion or change. They are witnesses that it is the truth and people refer to them with respect to it. So Jews, do not fear people, but fear me alone, and do not take in exchange for judgment in accordance with what I have revealed a small price of leadership, fame or wealth. Whoever does not pass judgment in accordance with what I have revealed and considers this to be lawful, better or equal to my judgment, then such people are truly disbelievers. I ordered the Jews in the Torah that if any person deliberately and wrongfully kills another, he will be killed in retribution. If any person deliberately removes the eye of another person, his eye will be removed. If any person cuts the nose of another person, his nose will be cut. If any person cuts the ear of another person, his ear will be cut. If any person removes the tooth of another person, his tooth will be removed. I also ordered them with respect to wounds that the offender will be penalized with retribution for his offense. Whoever voluntarily pardons the offender, then such pardon shall be a compensation for the sins, as they have pardoned one who has wronged them. Whoever does not judge according to what Allah has revealed with respect to the law of retribution and other laws, then such person has overstepped Allah's limits. Beneficial points. The verses explain some of the attributes of the Jews, such as lying, consuming of usury, and the desire to have their matters decided by other than the sacred law, in order to show their misguidance and warn against it. The verses explain the legitimacy of just retribution with respect to life and injury, which was something that Allah had ordered for those before us. The virtue of pardon from retribution is encouraged, and the great reward for the same, represented by the compensation of sins, is explained. The verses warn against passing judgment with respect to retribution and other matters in accordance with something other than what Allah has revealed.